In looking back at the top gadgets of the decade, it's pretty easy to pick the iPhone. Now, sure, it launched in 2007, but the first 3 years, it hadn't really taken off until the 10s. I'm Jefferson Graham. You're listening to Talking Tech. Let me explain. Remember the iPhone 3GS, that little 3.5-inch phone with a puny little camera and not much else besides, you know, we could listen to music and surf the internet? Compare that to the iPhone 11 Pro. 6.5 inches. Beautiful resolution. This phone has eliminated the need for a wallet, a flashlight, an MP3 player, a GPS unit. I mean, you name it. We are living on this thing. And while the upgrades each year seem minor, when you compare 10 years of upgrades versus what we had in 2010, that's the product for me. Number two would be the Amazon Echo speaker, which brought voice computing mainstream. Sure, Apple introduced it in 2011 with Siri, but all those Amazon products with the personal assistant is what brought us to use voice activation to open up our doors, to turn on and off the lights, to turn on the TV, and of course, play music and ask trivia questions too all day. Now, before the GoPro, we couldn't connect cameras to surfboards and bike helmets and motorcycles and all sorts of fun things. Now we can. The early GoPros were very shaky. The latest GoPro is smooth as butter with incredible image stabilization. That would be the Hero 8. Let's talk about drones for a minute. Had I told you 10 years ago that one day you'd be able to take a flying camera, throw it in the air, have it soar through the skies, and come back to you without crashing, you would have told me I was crazy. DJI did it, and did it really well. First consumer drone was 2014, selling for thousands of dollars. The latest is the size of my hand, selling for $400, and flies so well, any kid can do it. I'm still amazed every time I fly the drone that it actually works. Roku, the streaming stick that changed everything. Remember when we used to turn on the TV and going up and down the cable dial to see what's on and what time it would be on? We don't have to do that anymore. Now we watch what we want to watch when we want to watch it. Transportation, one word, Uber. Hail a ride, have it come to you. Know where you are, pick you up and take you home and accept credit cards. Bunch of things the cabs weren't really doing 10 years ago. And in the transportation theme, I'd stick with Google Maps. It was out before 2010, but it got incredibly powerful as the decade went on. Music, the AirPods, probably the most popular earphone that has come out in the last few years. Music sounds great. You can talk on the phone. It's wireless. It's portable. And the new AirPods Pro have better sound. They stay in the ear better. They're not as dorky looking. And they're sold out through January. Apple must be onto something. Eero. Before the Eero device, we complained about our spotty Wi-Fi coverage and didn't know what to do about it. Eero solved the problem and got us better signals. And it's now half the price of what it used to be at $250. Soundbars. The TVs got bigger, thinner, more beautiful, and the audio got worse. The soundbar was a great solution. A box that connected to the TV gave you great sound and no speaker wire. Remember that, kids? I used to hate having to string that stuff all over the place. Finally, Ring, the video doorbell. I was first wowed by the Ring when I was on vacation in Oregon at a waterfall. I got a notification that someone was at my front door in California, and I was able to speak to the FedEx agent from thousands of miles away. Many people have fallen in love with the Ring doorbell to do just that, and of course to help curb crime. Yes, the Ring doorbell has been hacked many times, mostly I believe from people who have not put on good network passwords for their home network or for their doorbell at all. So let's get a little more diligent about protecting our online identities. What do you say? Good resolution for next year. I'm Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. What do you think of my list? I'd love to hear from you on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. Please subscribe to Talking Tech wherever you listen to online audio, and I will be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.